I can, and I do, dream my wildest dreams. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I can, and I do, dream my wildest dreams. Can you say that for yourself? I can and do dream my wildest dreams? If you can, then you are living a very fulfilled and happy life. When you can and do dream your wildest dreams, you are dreaming dreams that are fantastic, dreams that are glorious, dreams that are filled with wisdom, dreams that are filled with magic, dreams that are filled with all of the possibilities that life could offer in your world. And it's up to you. You can dream your wildest dream if you want, or you can think they're just crazy or just outrageous or certainly not something that could ever happen in your life because you're not good enough for that. You're not wonderful enough for that. You're not spectacular enough for that. Out of the minds of babes, out of the minds of people who are mentally unstable, out of the minds of all the world come great and little ideas. And these great and little ideas remain great and little ideas just as ideas until someone puts feet under them. Someone puts a possibility use for them. And this is what great inventors have done. They have put a use for it. How interesting that the light bulb was detected as a consequence by a number of people at the same time. And the one who patented it first got the recognition for it, but also carried it out. Now, many wonderful patents have been done on beautiful ideas, and people did not carry them out because they had no interest other than just dreaming up the idea. Now, if they wouldn't have patented it, and they had just allowed it to be out in the cosmos, it could have been brought out by somebody else. Many beautiful ideas, many beautiful concepts are possessed by people who think they don't want to share it. They don't want to reveal it, because if they reveal it, somebody's going to steal it. If they reveal it, someone's going to steal it. Now, what an unfortunate way of looking at life. What an unfortunate way of dreaming your wildest dream. You have the opportunity, I have the opportunity, to be a dreamer, to be living in that wonderful world of imagination and intuitiveness, in that wonderful world of not yet presented, not yet revealed, but there to be revealed, but not yet revealed. When we take our wildest dream and we just run it right through the mill, just put it out there for everyone to take, if someone grabs it and uses it and we haven't used it, good for them. But we thought of it. We had the idea. We had the dream. Now, many times we dream in areas that we do not have the capacity to carry it out. And most of the time, we dream in areas where we do have the capacity to carry it out. We would not basically have dreams, not basically have great intuitive ideas, unless there was a way, a technique, to bring it forth and carry it out as something wonderful in our life. Can you do that? Can you bring out something wonderful in your life, something magnificent in your life, something very special in your life? Can you dream some magical consequence that would make the world a better place to live in, make the world a little more exciting, make the world a little more revealing? Wow! The first car, the first engine, the first undersea diving lung, the first person who went into the pyramid and said, hey, behind those walls are different things, and I believe they're there. But nobody listened to them because they were just a nobody. They had no reason to know it. And yet, they could see the aura of activity behind the wall because they were tuned in to the energy vibrations that were going on in that pyramid. We took a young man to Egypt with us in one of our seminars, and he and his family just really enjoyed the seminar very much and still students and friends of the university over these many, many, many years. And the young man, 3 years old, and he said, behind that wall are some trash pins where they threw the trash as they were making the pyramid. And everybody scoffed. How could this little kid know anything? How could he be tuned in? Well, he was. He could see auras. He could see vibrations. He could see energy. He could see the energy fields that made this all up, and he was excited about it. And we were excited that he was excited, not whether he was true or not, but that he was excited. Now, if we had been a little more mature in our wisdom, we would have realized this is not just some flash of the mind idea that popped into his head out of nowhere. He actually could see the energy vibrations taking place within that pyramid. And we, if we had a little more wisdom in our bottleneck, we would have said, hey, son, tell us some more. Tell us some more. And he would have told us more. His mother, Luciana, was very delighted with him, very amazed at him. His father, Marcus, thought, wow, what a beautiful boy. What a fantastic young fellow. And he talked and talked and talked. And then, as the years went by, and he was not appreciated by others, and he doubted himself because he said, how could I be so wise as to know these things that nobody else knows? So he gave up on it. And as he gave up on it, what happened to him? He turned out to be a fabulous young man, but not using that talent that he could have used. We have the ability within us to do magical things. We have the ability within us to do marvelous things. We have the ability to do within us to carry out, to follow through on our wildest dream. Now, we might think our wildest dream is looking in the pyramid and seeing that trash dump there. And could it be that or not, you know? What could it be? Would we believe ourselves? Little children, they tell us stories. We say, oh, that's fantasy. That's out of their imagination. We talk to people who are spiritually illumined people, and they tell us things, and we say, oh, boy, are they wool gatherers? Are they out in nowheresville? And instead of doing that, if we were to really to dream our wildest dream and encourage all those in our world to dream their wild dreams, we would spend more time in delighting in this manifestation, revealing it fulfilled, rather than spending all of our time working for a living, working for money, working for these things. We would see everyone on earth abundantly supplied with all the things that they delight in and enjoy. What a wild dream. What a wild dream to see every country in the world having abundance to live by. For every person on earth living in an abundance. Every person on earth challenged and imaginative wild dreams that come their way that say, here's a new idea, here's another idea. There are so many to go around. The world hasn't even scratched the surface of the wild dreams that are available to be revealed to each one of us. We have that past possibility. We have that talent. We have that genius. We have that ability within us to create, to follow through, to reveal, to release the wildest dreams that we have. What's your wildest dream? Is your wildest dream that you would like to see yourself living in a harmonious family? Is your wildest dream that you'd like to see yourself living in a healthy body? Is your wildest dream seeing the world at peace? Is your wildest dream seeing yourself wealthy, independently wealthy? Is your wildest dream living in that attitude? There's no reason why not. There's no people do things. Young entrepreneurs these days are coming up with ideas and they're making billions of dollars. My gracious. We can't even count that amount of money. Years ago, millions of dollars was a great deal of money. And now, billions. And when they're talking about budget and they're talking about debt, they're talking about trillions of dollars and quadrillions of dollars. And numbers are unimportant. Numbers just carry us off into the unlimited cosmos of all. And when we realize that we start with a thought, we start with an idea, we start with our wildest dream, and we put feet under our wildest dream by saying, yes, I will think about that. I will go to someone who knows about that. And I'll talk to someone who is in that area of thought where I am having my wildest dream. My wildest dream might be, I want to write a book. So I go and talk to people who wrote books and who write books. And they tell me, go right ahead, just start writing. Do this, do that. And then I take their encouragement and go and write. Now, do I have something to say? You bet I do. I wouldn't think of writing a book if I hadn't had something that I wanted to say. And then I start writing it, and pretty soon, here I have written a book, and I am just a very young person. Or I've written a book, and I'm a very old person. Or I've written a book, and I'm just a person, an unknown person. And out of my anonymity, I come forth with my wildest dream, and all the world says, wow, hey, that's great, that's super. Now, some people have wildest dreams that they put into movies and they show all the violence and all the unhappiness the world could be heir to. And other people would like to show the movies of their wildest dream of harmony on earth, peace on earth, love on earth, joy on earth, goodness everywhere. What do they say for children? And I think all movies should be for children. Adult movies should be for children. Children's movies should be for children. All positive, loving, uplifting, rewarding. The wildest dream of happiness and harmony. Yes, the Mary Poppins of the children's movies are fantastic because they teach so many lessons of balance and virtue and value within the family. And they don't have to get wild and be ugly and be dangerous to the thought and mind because they are harmonious and peaceful and loving. They are the wildest dream, but they're the wildest dream in a very lovely, a very charming area of dreaming. Can you have those dreams for you? Can you know those dreams in your life? Can you enjoy those dreams in your experience? And the answer is you can. Now, the only other answer is, do you want to? Do you want to enjoy those dreams? Do you want to have those dreams be yours? Do you want to live in your wildest dream? You don't have to understand it. You don't have to have all the techniques and knowledge to carry it through. You don't have to have money to do this, or you don't have to patent it, and you don't have to program it, and you don't have to do any. Just dream your wildest dream, and it'll be revealed to you how to do it. It'll be revealed to you how to bring it forth in your life. It'll be revealed to you. And when it's revealed to you, then you will have the awareness, even as a little child would have the awareness, a three-year-old boy knowing what's going on behind the walls of the pyramid. Fantastic. It's more than fantastic. It's glorious. It's beyond belief. Now, can you have that belief? Can you know that? Can you dream your wildest dream and not understand it, not comprehend it, not enjoy it, but dream your wildest dream because it pushes you. It says, think about me, work about me, understand me. Let me come to life in your world, in your attitudes, in your being. Let me come out live. Yes. And when it comes out alive, then beautiful things work out. Beautiful things happen. Dream your wildest dream today and watch what miracle you're going to come up with. Maybe you have to dream a couple of wild dreams, and one after the other, and perhaps each different. And one will say to you, hey, now you got the idea. Now you got the idea. Let the divine in you reveal to you the dream itself. And let the divine in you reveal to you how to carry it out. And let the divine in you do the work and do all of that. And all you do is dream your dream. And then you speak it, you think it, you love it, you live it, you delight in it, and it is done for you. That's what the world is all about. That's how we all live our dreams. That's how we all live the imagination that we have within us, and how wonderful that imagination is. How fantastic that imagination is. Is that imagination for you? It is for me. It's the most wonderful thing I could ever want in my life. The most wonderful, the most joyous, the most fantastic thing I could ever delight for in my life. Join me in dreaming your wildest dream as I dream my wildest dream. And let's see what sort of magic we can present to the universe, what magic we can present to the world from having dreamed our wildest dream. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.